producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Who says I wasn't?
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Go ahead, Roberta. I'm here!
I'm here!
I'm here! Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer has gone back to Las Vegas. She had such a great time over Thanksgiving.
What is with her in Vegas?
Well, she
I
had,
think she's got a second gig going on there.
Maybe she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think she's making money.
Uh-huh. That's all right. Nothing wrong with dealing.
Working girl?
Oh, you mean?
No. Like a, I think she's like a car dealer.
Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Every way.
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay, so.
She talks a big game. She's too chicken.
We have, I'm trying to piece together all of the things that are sort of tumbling in regarding what Donald Trump said about Muslims, and then what we do about understanding what the Muslim contributions are, and then understanding the difference in ages. I saw something after Trump made his statement about, he actually, for those of you who didn't hear, he's called for a complete shutdown on allowing Muslims to come into our country.
Until...
Yeah, there's
everybody's playing the cut,
right.
And then they don't finish it.
Right.
They say until our politicians can get a handle on what's going on.
Right. So with people not taking the whole quote into context, but even on the surface,
right,
what it does is create this, because people don't look beyond what's superficial and what is on the surface. So, you know, you can try to analyze the impact. I'm not weary, I'm wary. There's a difference between being weary and wary. I guess I'm weary of all of it because we've been going on for so long.
It's an E.
But, yeah, I know. There's an E in weary, and there's an A in wary. There's this whole business. Yeah, the vowel changes a lot of the nuance of the word. We have a suspicion that's justified for many reasons here of people from these traditions, but how do we, as the tradition of America is to welcome everybody in, mm-hmm. and the younger people, and I would bring Kara in on this, I know she's near a microphone or not, Richie, but Kara Schillen is a technologist and somebody who's at the controls oftentimes during this program. She's in her early to mid 20s, I forget, 23, 24.
Okay.
So when I recoil to a point because I want to see some change. I mean, really dramatic, drastic change that won't come from what I perceive to be the philosophies of most of the major players who are running for the presidency. Now, the last time around, you can say, well, did you vote for Obama last night? Because he represented something that was drastically different than what was going on. You know what? I didn't, because I never felt he was sincere. I'm pretty good, after having been on the radio for as long as I have and talked to as many people as I have on the air, I'm a pretty good judge of what people say, how they say it, what they look like. And just the whole thing, I can pretty much figure people out. So then people would say to me, well, Trump's a big phony. He's a grandstander. Yeah, he is. But the other side of that is the things that he's talking about strike a chord with most people, no matter what their age. So here's what Trump is doing by focusing on these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's blowing whatever interest there is in him from the millennials. And so I look at this, the people who are younger, the 95 million millennials of which Kara is one, see the same problems that most of us see and want to change them and are active in doing this. But when they you know, you go into the in-depth of Trump or some of the other people that have things that are non-traditional. They have observations, they have recommendations, they have ideas. It gets to a point, okay, yep, we want to see this change. But when things like this are said, whether we get the whole quote, Richie, or the whole text of it or not,
yeah.
Somebody like Kara, who is interested in, she's very knowledgeable because she worked on a program like this, but I think she's intellectually curious anyway and would probably look into a lot of this stuff no matter what her job was. She represents burnout. Is that a good way of putting it, Kara, do you think? Do you represent burnout when it comes to a lot of this discussion of the Muslims in our country?
Or do you just mean being tired of talking about it?
Well, no, tired of hearing the generalizations. Are these values, maybe I should ask it this way, of all the candidates that are now presenting themselves, who do you and your friends most think represents their thinking? If you have a collective, not all of your friends have to think the same as you do, but you probably have a group of friends like I do who politically agree with my point of view.
Yeah, I do. I mean, and at this point, I haven't decided. I'm not a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only there's only a few options for me to mm-hmm. choose from, and I don't know if I've decided which one is the best fit as of yet. But mm-hmm. when it comes to this conversation, I mean, I went to a very big university. A lot of international students, a lot of different people there. So it's just, I don't know, hearing this conversation, I think the most important thing to me is it's okay for Americans to be scared,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like people are forgetting that there are Muslims also being killed by ISIS. So this whole idea of not letting any, you know, like having a travel ban on Muslims, they're the ones who are also being attacked. So it's, you know, they're innocent in this situation too. So it's just frustrating to see such a huge generalization
okay.
of people.
Well,
I just think it's going to have a very bad outcome.
Mm. Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to get. Whether we all agree or disagree, we know where America came from, and you hear a lot of people saying that, but then there are a lot of folks who are concerned that we have not done a good job, and we haven't done a good job of monitoring people, but there are as many crazy Christians, frankly, as there are crazy Muslims, and as many crazy Jews as there are. I mean, look at how it's metered in different parts of the world. We just don't see it firsthand because we're not there. What we see is what's going on here, and San Bernardino has changed more so than anything else that's happened along these lines, and so we forget about the fact that a lot of these things, a lot of the shoot 'em ups, have not been at the hands of Muslims or people with names that were Muslim or look like Muslims. We'll continue this conversation on Good Day.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, Wendy!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office.
I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Getting ready to hit the road or take to the skies for the holidays? AAA expects 98.6 million Americans will go 50 miles or more from home during the holidays. That's up 4% over last year. Travel expert Julie Lofrady has tips for saving time and money.
AAA is expecting a record number of cars on the highway, and airports will be more crowded too, so pack light and leave early.
Julie's tips for hassle-free travel?
Plan for the unexpected. To avoid traffic jams, use real-time updates from apps like Waze, which can show alternate routes. And check weather apps for updated conditions and airline apps too to stay on top of flight delays.
What about saving money?
You can still check coupon sites for deals and consider redeeming credit card rewards. Capital One found that 93% of major airline reward card holders would earn more miles with the Venture card. You get double miles on every purchase, and they're good for any travel-related expense.
For more, go to CapitalOne.com/venture.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
17 half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hakeem Novak is with us, an authority on interpersonal connection. His first two books, Infectious and Power Speaking, have become essential leadership development tools with a lot of big companies in our country. The point of the book, Hakeem, as I read it, is we need to get past the distractions that get in the way of us enjoying life, a la the news media. Can we live our life and know what's going on without the news media?
Good morning, Doug. First of all, I here's the deal. You know, we live in such a distracted time, and I heard the last segment that you heard, and we want to pay attention to what's going on in the world, but at the same time, when you go home and you meet, you're with your loved ones, mm-hmm. how do you switch to experience something that's good?
Right.
And that's good in the world without carrying all that constant banter into every moment that you have in your life.
The Moment is the name of Hakeem's new book, mm-hmm. and the reason that I wanted to have him here is because you know how I am. I hope I'm not childish, but childish. I think I'm childlike.
Childlike is awesome. Yeah. I support you in that.
Well, but there are things that we need to kind of keep focusing on in a Pollyanna-ish way that pop up all around us every day, but we don't seem to be able to wrap ourselves around it. And so children who are affected by what the adults are thinking and how they're living are the ones who would be the greatest beneficiaries of what you're suggesting.
Well, the beauty of children is that they don't have a story about everything already in their brain
right.
when they meet a situation. So their curiosity about the world is truly amazing and infectious. And the older we get, the more stories we carry about what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But I want to bring you all back to the moment where we have a sense of wonder about the world and at the same time have the wisdom about good and bad and the things we don't want and the things that we do want.
Mm-hmm. But is there a general consensus on what those things are?
Well, you're talking about personal values, and they differ between people. But you know, I think of myself as a citizen of the world. No matter where you want, and I'm not talking where you are. I'm not talking about extremists now. But most people want to experience love.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what that feels like. That's especially important in the holidays. So I would say for every listener, in the midst of all the chatter that's going on, pay attention to it, but find those moments where you feel love for people in your life, where you feel love for a stranger that you're sitting next to in a coffee shop, where you feel love for somebody who's getting gasoline while you're getting gasoline in your car. That's what sustains us, and that's larger than all of the other chatter.
I'm reminded of that song, I Want to Know What Love Is. The book is called The Moment. I wanted to call it to your attention. Go to Influence, influence.com to figure out more about Hakeem's Moment.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is going to be a treat for those of you who are pop music fans from my era, from Richie's era, from Kenny's era, from your era, because this guy has influenced music since the 60s, and he's still doing it today. You reckon that well. You're listening to Jingle Bells, which is on a new Christmas album or Christmas CD. Steve Cropper, this is your musical life. This is pretty impressive. Booker T and the MGs, by the way, their Christmas album from 1966, actually, Jingle Bells. And the guitarist on all of the work that you're about to hear was the one and only Steve Cropper.
And by Blues Brothers.
Otis Redding, Sam and Dave.
Brothers.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you co-wrote one of the most aired broadcast songs in music history. What is it, 10 million times sitting on the dock in the bay has been aired?
That's correct. That's
so you get a dollar for every time it's played, right? You made 10 million on that song alone.
I get $1 million every time it's played.
$1 million?
Nice.
Good for you.
Let's put it this way. I smile about 1 million times every time I hear it played.
What makes you smile the most?
I think the people and the people that I've met and the fact that the music got me there is enough for anybody to be happy. And I'm a very gifted guy. I'm lucky. When I say gifted, not gifted personally, but I've had the gifts of God, I guess, or whatever, for a lot of lucky years to play with a lot of things. And then to carry on in, and all we did, all Duck Dunn and I did, was just relive our past. And the Blues Brothers happened, but we did it with, of course, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
So how much do you keep doing that? How visible are you on the road doing tours, that sort of thing?
I get asked that so many times a day, it's ridiculous. They go, when are you going to retire? Are they saying I need to, or Seth? As long as they can wheel me up to the mic, I'll be there.
There's a new collection of Christmas tunes out this year called Blues Christmas, and this is from that. Let's Make Christmas Merry, Baby.
Christmas Merry, Baby. Let me be your Santa Claus.
Be your Santa Claus.
Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Just let me be your Santa Claus.
How do you get ideas? Where do your ideas mainly come from?
I don't groove. It just happens, and I arrange that in the morning that we cut it. I go, oh, today's the day of the session. And I started getting these ideas, and I walked in with the guys. I said, guys, it's a wet go. And we ran it down one time, and then we took it. And I said, we better go listen to that. They all looked at me like I was crazy. And they all went in and listened. They said, hey, that is pretty good. They were still trying to learn the song. And I'm not necessarily a one-take kind of a guy.
All right, explain to people, we have about a minute or so left here. Explain to people how conceptually this works. Because you go in and you just sort of jam until you hear it.
It's really hard to explain when other forces just sort of take over and you do things. And you go, wow, I did that. Yeah, we did that together. And I have always thought that hits are not designed by one guy. One guy may have the idea. One songwriter may have the song. But it takes a whole group of musicians, a team, to come up with a hit record. I really feel that way. And getting to work with other people like the band Chicago, and I've known most of them through the years and all that.
Yeah.
No way would I ever actually play with them, probably unless I was appeared as a guest to be on their Christmas album, too. A few years ago, it was a lot of fun, and working with the great Phil Ramone producing and so forth. They had a ball. I mean, that just makes your day. That's your Christmas present.
Yeah. And by the way, this is it. This is the collaboration with Chicago. Steve's talking about rocking and rolling on Christmas Day. You can check out Steve's work at playitsteve.com. How great is that? Playitsteve.com. Steve Cropper with us, our Christmas star of the day here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF SF53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I go to the doctor and say, It's the 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the Boys Club today. The focus for a moment on the political realities of the world. Apparently, Fox has not had enough. They want more. So the Fox Business Network says they are going to host yet another exciting, fun-filled evening with the Republican presidential candidates. Another one. Like, we need another one. This one's scheduled for Charleston, South Carolina, January 14th. And by that time, they're hoping that they have at least somebody that will get within 14 points of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, we need to weed out the crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, does this do it? Is this the effective way?
I think it helps. For me, it does.
Weeding out the crowd. Does it? Do you, Kenny, is this, the average person watches this stuff, the numbers go down with each debate because I think there's a certain anticipation of what they're going to say because mostly it's the same old stuff, isn't it? I mean, other than Trump and his, the kind of stuff that seems to come out of his mouth daily that somebody's going to jump on, it seems to me that there's nothing new here other than the ratings. I don't hear or see or sense anybody's really saying anything that's new.
By the time we get close to an election, there are all these television ads, right? That are just running and running.
Are there any? Did anybody pay any attention to the Jeb Bush ad? They're everywhere. Did anybody actually pay attention to them?
Jeb Bush's TV ads?
Yeah.
See, that's my
thing.
I
haven't seen one.
I don't think that TV ads are actually for the people who know what they're going to do and who they're going to vote for. I think the TV ads are for the people who are just totally clueless, don't pay attention. And so right now is when the people who are informed are doing their research and learning who they like and who they don't like. So that's why I think the debates are important, because the informed, the people who listen to these types of shows, actually watch those debates and have an educated opinion. The TV commercials we'll see next year is for people who just, they don't care. Mm-hmm. Just going to go pull the hammer for anybody.
Well, it's like we were, I think, earlier talking about the way that people make their decisions. And there are many people, this is what, some people demand that we have voters who are educated. Well, how are you going to know that? And some people don't know anything about any of these people. They know they recognize Hillary Clinton's name. They don't recognize, and Donald Trump's name probably, but they don't recognize Cruz's name or Rubio's name or any of those people. They just don't know who those people are. And so does that, what does that do?
Right.
What does that do to the value of the election, frankly? It is, there's something that bothers me about the whole system, frankly, and I don't know that I can put my hands on. Here's something that's pretty controversial. Actually, there's two mergers now that are getting a lot of scrutiny. You may or may not have seen some of the audio, or I mean some of the video, or you've read a story about the merger of Anheuser-Busch with the Miller Brewing Company, and I, for whatever the reason, found myself watching when I got into my room last night, the CNN, I'm sorry, not CNN, C-SPAN version of the hearing, at which the people that control Anheuser-Busch, which is a, some foreign entity in, I think, Brussels, and then the other people that are government regulators are talking about, well, what's this going to do? And it's a fascinating lesson. For those of you who really want to know, and many more people ought to know how the government actually works, this, there were some really good questions that came out of this, and I thought they were relevant questions. The focus has been, now certainly the unions are playing into this, because they're worried about distributorships being shut down and jobs being lost. So the senators who are having the hearing have pounded away at these people that own Anheuser-Busch now. You're not going to cancel distributor relationships, right? You're not going to put people on, you're not going to lay people off. No, we're not going to do that. The answer, the questions were pat, the answers were pat. The answer from Anheuser-Busch was, well, we're really not doing this to benefit the American scene. We're doing it for Africa and Asia. We want to get more Miller beer into places where there's no Miller beer. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about beer distribution.
And, you know,
I can't imagine who's drinking beer. I can't imagine some African, or even an well, maybe the Australia out in the bush, yeah, but some African, you know, or is this, maybe I'm showing my silliness here, when you get down to brass tacks, you've gone out on a safari or something, at the end of a long safari, you go back to the safari headquarters and sit down and have a glass of Bud. Can you imagine yourself doing that, Rich?
Yes.
Having a cool...
Because that's all that's available. When you leave the United States, I mean, here, Anheuser-Busch is getting their rear ends handed to them from the craft beer movement.
Right. For a number of reasons.
You know, the Coronas, the Miller Lights, the Budweisers, the Bud Lights are still the biggest selling brands, but their percentage has been cut way down. But when you leave the United States, I mean, you get like three options. You know, when I go to Colombia, it's they have the Colombian beer down there, like two different kinds of beers, and that's it. You don't see Bud Light or Miller Lite. When you go to Africa, so they're trying to get into all those markets where they don't have a selection, and they can own the market, because they own the market here anymore.
Okay, so this is yet another one. Our lives have been full since deregulation of all these sorts of things going on. So the hearing yesterday, and I didn't get from watching it that there was any conclusion that came from the conversation, but there were good questions asked. Now, today, we read about the merger of Dow Chemical and DuPont. $120 billion dollars. These things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Dow, not one of my faves. DuPont, not one of my faves. There have been plenty of things that they've done over the years that have been good. I suppose maybe you could even find something good about Monsanto if you looked hard enough. But this is just poor countries. Yeah, well, I guess that's it.
That's how they keep their whole...
Yeah, that's their whole... But they don't tell you how they are doing it. The way they do it is doing it and saying, okay, well, look at what we're doing to help all these people out.
Right.
Are you really helping them out, or are you making them sick? And you may feed them more, but how long are they going to last eating the crap that you're growing? Anyway, these two companies, and who knows... I think the average person doesn't really understand how much money is involved in some of these big mergers, or how much money there is in some of these big corporations. It is astounding. And some of them have grown. I mean, you look at Microsoft, how quickly it really grew. That was a company that wasn't an overnight sensation, but when you look at the growth and how it grew so wildly through the 80s especially and the 90s, it's amazing. And it goes back to my rendering of how you on your own can do it on your own, how you can make it on your own if you understand abundance. If you understand that if you create an idea and can carry through on it, if you can do something that's unusual, or you even, let's say there are four plumbers in your town, and when you call for a plumber, you can never get a plumber because they're always busy. So is there room for a fifth plumber in that town? Absolutely. Will he hurt the other guys? No. Will he make a living for himself? Yes. Service will be better, it'll be quicker. There are all kinds of ways of measuring it. But many people who realize what I just said in their communities, there's not enough. Is there a framer? Do we have enough framers in your community to frame the new housing that's in demand there? Maybe no. So you were working on a crew, you were a framer on a crew, you decided you're going to go into business for yourself and take your crew, or you'll find a crew and you'll go out and start framing houses, and you'll create a new business and new, you haven't taken away from the others. There's going to be X number of dollars in the marketplace anyway. So this is how wonderful the universe is, and how wonderful our ability is. If you really get right down to it, you don't have to take from somebody else. You create your own. I think it's fantastic to follow through on that sort of thinking. And I give you that because I think, who knows whether in 20, 30, 40 years from now, you start a business that's going to be the next Dow Chemical, and you'll merge your business with somebody else for $100 billion. Who would mind that? I'm not even going to take $150 or two from you.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been thinking about children and the use. We're always sort of focusing on people and their smartphones, and how the trend is to be texting all the time, or maybe talking all the time, and how distracting it is. There apparently is a new app, Kenny, which is being used by millions of teenagers. I'm telling this story because I want parents to know, because probably you don't know if you're a parent, and your child, I'm going to wonder whether Richie knows. His children don't really have, they don't have smartphones, but they have phones they can use to...
They have iPads, which does everything a smartphone can without the phone technology, and my son will have a phone probably this summer.
All right. So the teenagers in high schools around the country that are using this smartphone app, which shares their anxieties, their love feelings, assessments of their classmates, threats, all without adults being able to look at it. You knew sooner or later this was going to happen, because parents have been moving toward, and there have been apps so you could monitor what your children are doing with their computers. Well, now this new after-school app, exploding in popularity, 22,000 high school campuses, according to its creators, are where this thing is being used. 22,000 campuses. It's designed to be accessible only to teenagers. Parents and administrators don't know anything about it, or haven't until this week. So, and by the way, Richie, I said earlier, what was Yik Yak? Because I didn't know what Yik Yak was. Kenny didn't know what Yik Yak was. This is a Yik Yak app. So this Yik Yak, all of a sudden, is something to be reckoned with. I guess I can guess what Yik Yak is about. It's probably a gossipy teenager application. Does that sound right? What they're worried about is criminal activity that could be created in this web.
Get a live feed of what everyone's saying around you.
Did you see it?
I'm at their website right now. I mean, it can't be that secret because they have a website.
Well, not it is now.
It lets you be anonymous and say things about people and places, air whatever's on your mind, and then other people can vote on what you say.
But it like is accessible. It seems to be used by teenagers alone and not accessible to their parents. Is that right?
I don't know if it's not accessible so much that parents probably just don't know about it.
Now they do.
And if it's anonymous, you don't know what your kid is doing on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at some of the messages on Yik Yak right now. Going to start wearing a helmet because apparently my head is worth $60,000 with this degree now. That gets 71 votes.
Really?
Shout out to Grandma because that's the only way she can hear me.
Well, but I think there was a lot of cyberbullying going on. What's gotten people's attention is the cyberbullying with this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably it. I almost just said I have too many pillows, then realized there is no such thing, West Virginia University. And so it always says the college that the comment comes from, and you can vote up or down whether you like it or not. Does Target sell boyfriends?
The reason I went, here for two reasons. To sort of sound like a little that I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't. And then to wonder out loud, how is it that people find the time to do this stuff?
I can't begin to imagine
with my life.
And you think about it, when, you know, the generation or maybe two back, certainly when I was a kid, teenagers always on the phone.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. It's just the next generation of that.
But they didn't bring the phone with them to school. They did it maybe after
hours. Because the technology wouldn't let them.
In school, they talked. Mm. All right, last one. You ready? Seriously upset. Bought a bag of air, and there were chips inside of it. Unbelievable. Get it?
It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
Why don't I get coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. We recently received a note from someone who shared a story that reveals one more way that America's problem with excessive litigation is hurting all of us, even those of us who have never been sued. This kind-hearted person had taken a baby carriage to a local charity, hoping to help a young family. However, she was surprised to be told she couldn't donate it. Even though it was an extremely nice carriage and in like-new condition, the charity said it doesn't accept any baby items like that from anyone because of fear of getting sued. Isn't that a shame? This isn't an isolated case, either. All across the United States, young families in need who could benefit from the generosity of others are being told they have to use their rent or food money to buy new strollers, carriages, and beds when perfectly good used ones are available. Let's be fair. In this season of giving, it's troubling to hear stories about people who want to help others and who are told they can't, simply because of America's ongoing lawsuit problem. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enable individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man. And they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Karen, apparently, according to my research staff, Trump is not the first to suggest that people from various countries be banned. Apparently, Jimmy Carter worked on the Iranians when he was president. Remember all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How quickly we forget. It's the same scenario. And we do. We forget. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Fromer here from Fromers.com, the home of the Fromers Travel Guide. She has been helping people travel for a long time. As a matter of fact, she's been traveling with her dad, Arthur, since she was 4 months old. Focus this week on the heels of a lot of the big takeovers, the consolidating the hotel industry, the lodging industry. What will that mean to you? We'll talk about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
We are one.
Holiday season fills our calendars with year-end parties and family gatherings. Celebrity hairstylist Harry Josh says the holiday look is pretty, elegant, and simple.
A low ponytail is a great option for a party. Add a sparkly braid to spice it up or create a wave with a 1-inch curling iron. Finish with John Frieda Frizzy's Caraflex Flexible Hold Hairspray. Textured hair is fun and sexy for a night out. Wrap 1-inch square sections of hair around a curling iron and repeat around the whole head.
And for keeping hair in place,
anti-static dryer sheets work great on hair. for flyaway strands, spritz hairspray on a toothbrush, and apply where needed.
And here's a tip for keeping color-treated hair looking fresh.
I love John Frieda's brand new Root Blur Color Blending Concealer for hiding unsightly grays and roots. The compact comes in four palettes from light blonde to dark brunette, and it lasts until your next shampoo. And at just $19.99, it's a great stocking stuffer.
The Root Blur Concealer is available now at Ulta.com. For more information, go to johnfrieda.com.
55 past the hour now on Good Day. Traveling, if you're a traveler as I am, I was looking around to try to figure out how to best get from South Florida to Los Angeles on Christmas Day yesterday, and came up with a couple of interesting ideas. It doesn't involve staying in a hotel. When I travel, I'm fortunate because most of the time I don't stay in hotels. But many of you, when you travel on vacation or for business, you are spending time in all these hotel chains. There's new hotels being built all over the place. Got to be a reason for it. But now that these takeovers, these big corporations, Marriott, Starwood, consolidating, Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommers Travel Guide. What can people expect when it comes to service and price, that sort of thing, Pauline, because of all of these mergers?
Well, it's not great news. Just recently, as you said, we saw the consolidation of Marriott and Starwood. It still has to be approved by the government, obviously. But that will affect their loyalty numbers. If you're a person who collects points and people are seeing that you have to turn in more points already at many hotels than you did just a year ago to get a free room.
Kind of like what the airlines have done, right? The three major airlines are doing all kinds of crazy things to their loyalty programs.
Yeah, and one of the things that people haven't recognized has happened is Expedia bought, again, subject to approval by the government, the largest home rental company, HomeAway, which owns VRBO, which owns Rentalo, which owns a whole slew of other companies. And they, for the first time, are going to start charging fees for consumers. So nowadays, if you book a rental home, you just pay what the rental home is charging. Now you're going to have to pay 5 to 15% of that amount to HomeAway, to the middleman.
It's kind of like a buyer's premium that you pay at an auction. You buy it and you add 10% or 7% or whatever it is to the price. It's kind of almost like a hidden fee.
HomeAway says it's going to triple their revenues, but it's not great news for travelers. It means that there's going to be more fees.
All right, so let's say we want to get around that. Where are places to go if you don't want to stay in these companies that are going to add travelers' fees? Where do you look for people that aren't doing that?
Well, there's another major company called Booking.com. It does not yet, and I emphasize the word yet, it does not yet have fees for rentals or for hotel bookings. So Booking.com is a good option. Or it may be time to go back to the brick-and-mortar property management companies in the area you're traveling in. With these new fees, it could be that there might be price parity. It used to be that they were much more expensive than these multinational chains. They may end up being cheaper, and they're in a certain way, they're better. They're on the ground. They've vetted the properties. They've inspected them, and they're there should something go wrong.
What's that website again?
Might want to go back to the local rental agencies. They may end up having price parity with these multinational chains because of these fees that are being added. And they inspect the properties. They make sure they're clean. They're there if something goes wrong.
All right, so there's a local, we could look it up on Google it. What's the local operator of something like that? Is what you're
saying. Vacation rentals. They're in every resort community.
All right, good. Thank you, Pauline.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.